Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then Truth ain't in you. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. It's that time, man. It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know y'all can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And as we speak, I'm logging into the chat room now for your questions and comments on tonight's subject. Hello, everybody. It's Monday again.
And everybody knows that is the producer supreme, Candace.
Candace!
Howdy do, everybody.
I didn't care. I didn't even feel that one come up. I heard Paul in the mic.
Hey, scared to ask, but how was everyone's week?
That's been horrible. That's horrible.
Lame.
Yeah. Let's start off with Sunday with the severe food poisoning that damn near killed me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, damn near. Yeah. Damn near.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't.
But then it just went all down. That was the highlight of my week. Food poison.
Boo.
It's just been one of them. It's been one of them weeks that you wish you could like make two of them and burn them both. Like you really don't.
Right.
Yeah. I just wanted to go stomp on some kittens just to feel better.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that's where I was at.
Puppies in a cup for
yeah.
you. Huh? That's
yeah. Yeah. Puppies up.
It's in their feet.
Right.
Yeah.
Best part of my week is I got to see Star Trek. That was about it.
How dare you are tricky.
Yeah.
Was it
good? Good movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought about it, but it just I couldn't.
It's good. No, the new versions are set up so that it don't exclude people who just want to see a movie. You don't have to be
a
trekkie. Right.
Which one of the captains is? Is it Picard or the other? I'm not a trekkie, dude.
Are you serious, man?
Dude, I don't know. I'm not a trekkie. Kirk, okay.
The one who got the book out.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. My bad. Because I'm not a dude. I'm really, I'm the farthest thing from Kirk. So I would be able
to. I got you. Yeah,
yeah, I didn't grow an appreciation for it until I got older. I can't say I'm a Trekkie like Ray, but, you know, Star Trek cool.
Yeah, how was your week?
Blech. Lackluster.
Yeah, well,
for those who, you know, everybody knows I just recently had surgery, so I can't do anything. But it went well, so, I'm not complaining.
There you
right.
go.
Right. That's what we were saying.
There was a whole lot of people wishing you well on Facebook.
Yeah.
I know, and I want to thank them, you know, for the support and the well wishes. That, you know, it made me feel good, you know.
That's right.
Somebody cares.
You got love out here from the Truth Brothers family. That's cool. We
all right.
appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, speaking of love, who we hollering at?
All right, definitely got to holler at somebody else, one of the Truth family members who had surgery, who we covering just as well as Candace did. Sydney Johnson had her surgery, so, you know, speedy recovery. He did well. Shout out to my brother for his barbecue yesterday. He respected my non-porkish thing, so that was cool. I had to appreciate that. Queen of Burgess and Gloria Perkins on there treating the brother with some dignity. Shout out to y'all. Renee Day, Denise Lyles, Lonnie Irby, what's up, bro? Tracy Dotson, Erica Hayes, and Mo Nice. Got to shout those people out as well.
Cool.
And for DJ's B-Days, just have My cousin, Lamar Patrick, celebrating his birthday today. And we passed the birthday coming up. What is today? Malcolm X, Malik Elhaj Shabazz.
Yes, that was 18.
Yeah. Happy birthday to the brother.
There you go.
I thought that was a
19.
Oh, no, you're right. It is 19.
Yeah,
what I'm going to say. So for Sunday.
Right.
Right.
I like to send the last, you know, some birthday shout outs if y'all don't mind. One goes out to my brother Davon Johnson, just had a birthday on the 16th, so I want to send out a belated birthday to him as well as one of my oldest and dearest friends, David. So happy birthday. Just want to make sure I see it.
Hey, y'all, the true brother.
Okay.
And the producer, Steve Kansas.
There you go.
I'm sorry, I didn't have a chance to get those names to you, so. Okay, I'm done.
All right, here we go. Let's do it. This is the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Ken Clark of the Terrible Truth. This portion of the Terrible Truth is brought to you by Bobby Christina's other brother, Love of Rubbers, for when your adopted brother looks too damn good.
And tell-all book from James T. Kirk, Captain. It ain't all Warp Speed and Green Bitches. Now at your rollback and all bookstores. Yeah, hey, he timed it perfect for the movie. So
he
yeah,
did. Was it Warp Speed in the movie?
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's a scene in that movie. Yeah, that
Did he get up with
No, all I can tell you is they had tails.
It was green.
No, it wasn't green. He did the first one.
Oh, that was Avatar.
They was yeah,
right.
Had tails,
and he went in.
Talking about woke up, I'm late for work.
Sorry, lady.
Right, you use the cat box, and I'll see you later.
Wow.
All right, check this out. Speaking of waking up, 40-year-old mother who sleeps with her son is now pregnant from him. A mother...
Yikes.
A mother and her... Baby, get up and go get your brother's son.
Oh, my God.
Get up and go get your brother's son. A mother and her son have done the unthinkable. Have fallen in love with one another. And now they want to get married since the mom is 6 months pregnant and expecting her first son's first child. Her name has a lot of consonants that go together.
There you go. There you go.
Dang.
Got that Chechnya going on. Got that Chechnya going on. Go on and give it a shot.
I guess the M is
M is for motherly love.
That M got to be silent. So, Barico.
There you go.
Barico. Emblem.
Mareco.
We're going to call it Emblem.
Yep.
Who is 40, and who was widowed 12 years ago and has been cohabiting with her first son, Ferry, F.A. Farai. I guess.
Farai, right.
Farai Mbiku.
Mbiku. No, that sounds African. It ain't African. It's Chechen.
No, they dark. But anyway.
Are they really?
They're dark.
Are you serious?
No joke.
Oh, well, it is Mbiku. All right.
Mbiku.
All right. You ain't supposed to do that in the hut, y'all.
Nah, I think you keep that.
Come on.
Everybody's naming their kids out of cars now, and I guess she couldn't afford the rest of Ferrari. She just named them Farai. Can't afford the extra letter.
It drove by so fast, I didn't get all the names.
I could have saw it. She confirmed that she is 6 months pregnant, and she has decided it is better to marry her son because she does not want to marry her late husband's young brother.
What?
Sounds like she had that planned out.
Who she says are coveting her.
Yep. I can either marry Farah or I got to marry Click, Click, and Bang.
A lot of names.
A lot of names.
Mbiku. Betty, that's her name, son of the village.
How you?
Never mind. Betty son of the village court last week when she said the affair with her son had begun 3 years earlier. She said she said after spending a lot of money sending Farah to school following the death of her husband, she felt she had a right to his money and no other woman was entitled to it.
There it is.
Wow.
Village lottery.
Yep.
And if anybody's entitled to that $150, damn it, it's me.
$150 American dollars. We're rich. That could buy all the poor. Never mind.
I'm
the areas to go there today. So
there you go.
My man, Farah. If you wasn't banging me so hard through the window, I could have saw the rest of that pretty car name. It was so
you
pretty.
Big dummy.
Wow. I'm doing a son, y'all.
Doing it. Wow.
And doing it well.
Yep. Oh, that is a mess.
How that work in your life? 818-514-1202.
Mom.
Hey, mom's got a right to be a cougar.
Mom is a creep.
That's kind of pedophilish, though, a little
bit. Yeah, she's a creep.
Because it's your son, but she, you know.
She did that so she can have entitlement to the dead husband's money.
Oh, yeah. We going to keep this in the family. We going to keep Uncle Diddles out of this.
Because Uncle Diddles beating the love drums. Every night.
Uncle Diddles is the one who touched you first before I got the chance.
Oh, no.
Come on, man.
Used to touch you in the closet.
Like,
it actually, we used to bang your jump around.
How about let's play catch the snake?
While y'all looking at the game.
Okay. So,
risk, sorry. Trouble. All in a second.
Oh, wow. That's terrible.
All right.
That's awful.
Yeah, that is.
Don't know what to say.
Mom's and the mom is 40 and the son's 23. So I don't understand that.
Wow.
That just.
Crazy.
Yeah.
He's a little creepy.
But what you. What type of grown?
Yeah.
I said, what can you say? That's what I was about to say.
I'm surprised they ain't marching them out the village. They don't usually go
for
that.
They the richest couple in there. That's
dang.
They the richest. They got honey Hulu. They ain't going nowhere. They got 1400 Hulu. They not moving nowhere. And they dark. The picture got me because he's leaning into her little wheelchair, kissing her.
She's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I think she was sitting down at the pastor's wedding. I don't know, but it shows him leaning down to give her a kiss.
Wow,
they are dark. They are the dogs that don't believe in haircut dogs too. They're like,
dang.
Oh my, I'm not gonna line this up at all. I'm gonna let it go fuzzy.
When it all turns into individual little balls.
Yeah. Them are literal naps. Like, they done fell asleep in his head. Like, that's going to take a small little hiatus here.
Really, y'all? Really?
All them naps been long enough to go to sleep in your head.
I am done with y'all.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But, wow, naps. That's a hell of a way to put it.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
I thought it would be.
Y'all a mess.
Diddle. Right.
That's my new word for pedophiles, though. I'm just saying that. With True Buzz, I'm going to call them Uncle Diddles, who likes to go beat your stuff around in the closet. Like, hey, what's this about? Like,
oh, my God.
What's up, Pastor Diddle?
Yeah. Hey, what's all this about? What's this? What you got going on here?
What's happening over here?
Yeah. As he's waving his hand.
And he pushes his way into the closet.
What's going on? Let's play these games pertaining to the situation.
Let's play Duck, Duck, Goose.
Let's play Trouble.
Right.
Let's play Risk. That's what
hey, okay. Okay. Here we go. Let's go ahead and go to the first
when we get there.
God. We're going to go ahead and do a break, and then we'll be back with more Terrible Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey. Hey.
Truth Brothers Radio. Radio.
If you don't have an iPhone, I'd ask you what's wrong with you, but I already know. You're poor, or a loser, or a person who doesn't care about technology, which means you're either poor or a loser. We didn't even make this commercial to sell you an iPhone. We made it to mock you for being one of the have-nots. We are the Sneetches with stars upon thars, and you are one of the regular Sneetches. If you don't have an iPhone, honestly, good. In your face. If you don't have an iPhone, frankly, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Come on.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Yo. Hey, yo, my silent moments. Loud as the crack of thunder. My hunger like the crocodile that attacks a hunter. It ain't commercial or underground. It's truth. Come on. Call a skill, call a game, call a glow. Call my name like the law, all the veins. Screaming like you want to pay. Treat it like a drug, all up in your bank, huh? Yeah. We make the square dance.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back, and we are talking, we are right now into the terrible truth, but during the second hour, we will be getting into our little ditty called Three's Company, or is it a crowd? We gonna find out. Is monogamy dead? There's a new form of relationship slowly cropping up in America, and it ain't just two anymore.
Yeah, where the kisses are hers and hers and his.
There you go.
All right. Wow.
South Korean teachers severely beat students and masturbates in hallway.
Wait. When he say beat the student,
yeah, not he fist cuffed the student and then beat it in the hallway.
And then he went and strangled on that chicken. I got
right. You go.
Pee Wee Herman.
There you go. Pluck it there. Seoul, South Korea. A 55-year-old teacher at Seoul High School in South Korea has been jailed after he allegedly beat up a student, then immediately went into the hallway and masturbated in front of passing students.
I'm so pumped right now.
My God.
Move along. Where's your hall pass? According to the Seoul Department of Education, the teacher became irate when he noticed a student listening to music through a set of headphones during class.
Beat Your Meat by Dre.
There you go. The teacher, identified only as Mr. A, severely beat the student while the other students fled the classroom. Mr. A then reportedly chased students into the hallway where he immediately dropped his pants and began masturbating. Well, you get back in class.
This is learning.
Oh, my goodness.
There are no rules here. This is what... My man went full. Give me that tricycle after I'm done. This is how we learn here.
There you go. Right.
Godly.
The student in the hallway captured the whole event on video with his cell phone and then uploaded to various social sites.
Wow.
When questioned about the incident, Mr. A reportedly denied masturbating and insisted that his pants fell down after he ran after the student.
Yep.
Right.
So flat. When school administrators reviewed the video evidence as captured on the student's cell phone.
He went in a full circle beating that off. Like, you see that?
Yep.
Do you see Mozilla? You like Mozilla, don't you?
My God.
Touch me, as I was saying.
I hope these knuckle children real quick.
Yes, sir.
The wind.
Yeah. Ooh, yes,
dude,
sir.
That is never
too late to learn.
Yes.
Never too late to learn.
They had, boy, that whole beating my thing inside the hall. Like, it's just.
Oh, my God.
Like, my thing is...
Really?
Oh.
Wow.
Mr. Chuckle Wiener was in there.
Mr. Chuckle Wiener. Here he comes.
Chuckle Wiener. Okay. All right. I'm done.
Mr.
Y'all are crazy.
He just snapped. Just lost it. Couldn't help it.
He is an idiot. Like,
he's a fool.
He's Mr. Diddles. That's the old Diddles.
Yes, Mr. Diddles, yeah. Mr. Diddles go to school.
Yeah. Like, they had all those Ernest goes to camp, Ernest
there you
goes
go.
To
right, Mr. Diddles.
Out preschool.
There you go.
He has to be great with kids because he has a clown costume in his car. Excuse me while I leave while he examine y'all for baseball cups. Like, what is...
Right. He's also the best coach the team ever had. He really gets into his job.
Trust me, he's not getting excited when he tells you turn and cough. Y'all just got to do it. I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there with the dinner.
Now let me show you the proper way to put out a fire.
Yeah. That's trifling.
Yeah.
Diddles win.
That's a fire.
Diddles hot dog.
He always,
oh, no.
Always brings them to the cookout.
I'm so done.
Diddles hot dog.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't believe it. If you're going to do that, bro, why not go to the teacher's lounge? I mean, if you're going to
go to the bathroom, take your phone with you. That's what you got to do.
Look at your girlfriends and your phone.
Right.
And just go ahead and file your Uncle
Jules. Kid was listening to his music and just lost it, and he just forget it. I got to catch
I think he messed up. He said, dude, say, hey, man.
All that fighting excited him.
Yeah. Or he was like, hey, man, what type of headphones are those? Beats by Dre. And he thought he said, beat it in the hallway.
Right.
And it just,
oh, my God.
And I think that's what he meant. And it just didn't really translate over. So, yeah, he'll be all right. He'll be all right.
I don't know.
That's a mess. Well, were you done with your story, Ray?
Oh, yeah. Let's see what you got.
Yeah, not as bad. Stupid, not as bad. Nathan Teklamarium and Carson Reinhart bug dial 911 while breaking into a car.
But
that. Yes, they bug dialed 911 while they were breaking into someone's vehicle. Let me explain. Two alleged thieves might have gotten away with a stolen car, but, and yes, there's a pun intended there, one of their cell phones helped cops crack the case. Two burglary suspects in Fresno, California, were busted when one of them accidentally pocket dialed 911, ABC News reports. Nathan Teklamarium and Carson Reinhart, both 20, were allegedly just about to break into a car when a cell phone in one of their pockets called an emergency line. The dispatcher asked, "What's your emergency?" and received no response, but she could hear the voices on the lines. The operator listened for about a half an hour and heard two male voices talking about finding drugs, then discussing breaking into a car, according to Fox 25. On the recorded call, one voice can be heard saying, "Get the bolt and give me the hammer just in case," end quote, followed by the sound of glass smashing. The suspects then left the scene, but the dispatcher was able to figure out where the call was coming from and sent police after the pair. Cops say they pulled the men over and found the items in their vehicle that had been stolen from the burglarized car. When the dispatcher remained on the line until Teklamarium and Reinhart were arrested. When the officers told the men how they had been caught, one of the suspects allegedly stated, "This phone really called 911? Damn." Tackle Merriam and Reinhardt were charged with breaking and entering, possession of stolen property, and conspiracy.
Oh, wow.
Pretty dumb. Yeah.
Give me that. This Slim Jim ain't working. Give me that hammer.
You know.
Smash.
No. Jack
break.
Hammer. Give me my car.
You're doing it all wrong. You're going to get a call.
Now, I'm going to put my phone and my iPhone in your back pocket. Now, whatever you do,
don't
say,
lock it. Don't lock the screen.
Or say Siri. Don't do either one of those.
Wow.
Surely, I won't do any of those things. Dialing the police.
While
you. Man. Yep, he had his phone locked, I bet, and then hit the emergency call.
Geniuses. Only. Is that one of them stories that you say only in America?
No, I say only where they had culture.
Here you go. Bye.
Did they have culture?
Did they have what?
Did they have some culture? Were they able to?
They appeared to, yes. Yes, from the look of them. Ooh. It doesn't describe the nationality, but. But you know what? I will say this. I mean, I know like when I lock my keypad or something, you know, there is that little button there that says for emergency use only.
Yeah.
So, I mean, probably got nudged up against something in his pocket. It's just a strange form of happenstance, but still messed up.
Criminals don't think that way, so.
Right.
Let me do something fun. I get a bell clip so that when we break into
nobody thinks that way. You know, I'm just saying, it's just a strange happenstance.
You want to hear something?
Serve them right.
818-514-1202. Do you know stupid people? Call in and let us know.
For real, I got a real stupid dude right here. Check him out. I actually got two, but I'm going to go with this one first. Check this out. Man injects olive oil into his penis to make it bigger.
Well, there you go. So
olive oil?
So yeah, he figured it was safer than Fix-A-Flat.
Fix-A-Flat for women's behind.
Silicone. He's been listening to the show and thought he could piece it together and say, well, they ain't never mentioned nothing about olive oil. Plus, it's just olives. What can happen?
Who knew? Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. A Thai man recently underwent emergency surgery after a back alley penis enhancement procedure led to him developing penile cancer. That's what he got.
Tell me. He didn't just say that.
And guess who posted this? The Bangkok Post. No
doubt. Of course they did.
Bangkok got it.
Yep. I had olive oil injected into my penis 19 years ago, the unidentified patient said. A friend had done it and told us about it. That friend did injections for me and two others at home. So three of y'all were just sitting there like, hey, man, hit us all up. But anyway,
there you go.
3 years after the surgery.
I can't find a vein.
Wait, hold on. Brothers, rub my shoulder.
Right.
Nah,
he needs
now
a
hit
vein.
Me with that oil.
3 years after the surgery, the patient said that the tip of his penis showed signs of infection. So he had a circumcision. However, the infection reoccurred recently, and the patient learned he had cancer. Doctors in Thailand say they are seeing a trend of men wanting to enhance the size of their penises and seeking several illegal medical professionals to do so. The Police General Hospital in Bangkok reported that between 30 and 40 men come to their hospital each month to treat complications of back alley penis enhancement procedures. Who ain't heard of enzymes? That's
But wait a minute, he don't even have to do that. They make those little extenders. You can just put it on. And I think they make them in this country.
But they're in Thailand. It ain't like they packing junk over there. That's just in the dough, right?
Wow.
Look, let's be real. That's
okay.
Right. And that though that might be the case, and obviously it is, I'm saying he can get him one of those little plastic extenders that they have for not so endowed men.
We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And
it's safer.
We'll get extensions of it all after this. Truth Brothers Radio.
It's been a long time.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Follow procedures. The crowd couldn't wait to see this. Nobody been this long awaited since Jesus. Who wouldn't believe it? I heard the word on the street is I'm still one of the deepest on the mic since Adidas. They said I changed the times from the rhymes that I thought of. So I made some order, put the new world in order with mathematics. Put your status above the average and help you rap it. Make paragraphs with graphics. There's new days of dawning, new ways of performing.
What's good? This is one half of the award-winning Truth Brothers Radio, Devon. Telling y'all to tune in every Monday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to Truth Brothers Radio for the latest in news, current events, politics, controversial topics, and our infamous terrible truth. To keep up with the latest of what the Truth Brothers have going on, plan to follow us on any of the major social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, or catch any of our past shows anytime at blogtalkradio.com/truthbrothers. Thank you for all the love and support. Catch y'all next Monday. Two fingers.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Bring Lucifer himself back.
That's still a cut, though.
Only Lucifer could convince somebody to go ahead and put olive oil in their junk.
I don't know. If you willing to do anything to get to that point in your life where you feel like you can be satisfactory, me myself, I'm not inclined with such things, because I heard now I'm hearing they got extenders.
Candace is talking
they
about
do
bionic extenders. So I
it's
don't
like know. A little hat you put it on.
A hat.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying you put it on with the head.
I don't want to know,
yeah,
but I'm kind of curious.
Here we go.
Like what is it like? You know what? Just explain it to me, because I don't want to get too deep into it. What is an extender? Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's an extension. I mean, it's shaped like a phallus, and you put it over your existing junk to make it appear like you got more junk.
Oh, so it goes. It's like a snap-on drill set.
Right.
There you have it. The drill bit.
Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir!
Hey, don't boo me.
No, thank you. I pass. Yeah,
right, like, what's the point?
That would just be exaggerating your failure.
And it ain't that. It's like,
to satisfy her?
She's got to
get some satisfaction. Kind of forgot about that part, right? Yeah.
You better get good in other ways, then, because
hey,
I
didn't
know.
Still do.
No.
Wait, baby, because, no. You're not.
No, if I got to keep you around by faking it like that.
No. If I got to go buy an extender.
Don't use yourself. Get the B cup. Yeah. Put it on.
Go give me seven.
Right. Go give me seven. I bought you the case. Open it up and get seven.
Happy boy. How would you like that for a birthday?
Right.
In front of your boy.
Right. And then you get mad, so you like, I'm not putting this on. And then you going in, and she like, did you get seven?
You didn't get seven.
No.
Well, we gonna sit here until you get seven.
No.
What's the point?
No.
Like, if that's the case, don't won't you just use, like, what they got, the bullet or the rabbit, whatever they call it? Why not just
get skilled in other tricks, but, geez, that, hey, like, if you tell me, you know, I like you, but we going to have to get you some help.
That ain't I like it so much that I bought you this Extendor 4000. You'll love it. My thing is now, because that's making me. My thing is,
Could you imagine the first night and he got with her and was setting it all up and was getting ready to do his thing, and it just all went bad.
My thing is, if you're setting it up, and let's say the first day he met her,
right,
they getting, not the first day, but the first time they getting together,
right,
and they get it in, and she was like, "That was good, but try this now." Like,
or he, you know, that unveiling, taking off the robe and unveiling it, and be like,
"When you gonna show me?"
You like, girl, you don't feel that strong wind coming past your face and the center? Feel the wind. Come on. Now come Mountain Dew. Let's go. Like, no, bro.
No.
Like, yeah.
And she like, no. I know a place we can go. We're going to get you some.
What if she already had it there?
Look at my drawer, baby. Drawer, baby.
Pick one. See which one fits you the best.
You ain't got to be ashamed.
Yeah, you're right.
Come over here and work on mama.
Come over here. Your daddy was great.
Don't be ashamed. Mommy's here. Reaching my dresser drawer.
Nah. You going to need the bigger one. Get nine. Bring them over here. Let me show you how to put it on.
It ties on in the back.
Here, stand still, turn around. Let me put the Velcro under your hip. You need it under your hip.
Oh, my God.
You go, woo, now you look like a man.
That's right. You gonna chafe up, but we got some cocoa butter for that.
You keep nine. What's that? They put calamine lotion. They put that on there.
We got some aloe vera.
Say, well,
that
baby,
is a mess.
Started with peanut oil, see? Out here playing with that peanut oil, you could have just got a nine and been done with it.
Sticking yourself with peanut oil.
Sticking yourself with that
it
peanut
oil. It was olive oil, wasn't it?
Oh, it don't matter.
It's all stupid.
That's right.
It's all stupid, isn't it? Yeah.
Said motor oil. It doesn't matter.
It does. Right. Does it really make a difference? The guy's injected something to it. Now he... I got penile cancer. I didn't even know you can get that. I ain't even lying.
I don't want DC.
Yeah.
I don't want another YouTube clip for DC.
Oh, boy.
There's a new affliction out there
that's plaguing men everywhere.
Oh, DC.
Ooh. I'm Richard Cancer.
I hear another PSA coming about.
I'm saying, y'all might know me from such thing as that itch down there.
Right.
All right, like your boy, Troy McClure.
McClure. You might know me from such things as, why does it itch down there? Hey, mommy, why do I got to put this on?
I didn't know.
Wow.
I didn't know. Did you hear about the lumpy dude who tried to rob that dude's house?
Who's out?
Yeah.
The dude that tried to break into that guy's house and they lumped him up real
nice. Oh, yeah.
Nice,
I saw the pictures of the. Yeah.
Yeah. They lumped him up.
No, I didn't hear whose house they were trying to break in.
Good question, Candy.
Oh, okay.
They tried to, basically the cops were called to a home around 1 a.m. to investigate a disturbance. Maxwell, I guess that was a dude, and several of other men allegedly stormed into a home but were met with force. By the time Palm Bay police arrived to the scene, they found Maxwell had been kicked, beaten, and tased by the residents.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, okay, I thought the resident was a celebrity or something. Okay.
Oh, no. LL Cool J. He wasn't.
He got
back.
The LL though.
Ooh, y'all gotta see dude.
He rocked his bell.
Yeah. He loved
he rocked
him
his
up
bell.
Super good.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude got lumped. Dude looked like Daffy Duck.
Yeah.
He got the Tommy Hearns from Martin. Got the pumpkin head.
Ooh, he really do. They I think they made him take that picture. Like, nah, we need to post this, but this is what happens when you break into people's houses. Dude was 17, though. Not that it's a problem. Not that
helps you, but you know. But you know what 17 says?
What that say?
There you go.
That's messed up.
Dude been charged with 1 count home invasion, robbery with a firearm or a deadly weapon, and 4 counts of battery. He was charged.
Yeah, he was charged.
Wait, he was charged with battery too?
Yeah. He was charged with the battery for going in there provoking them people to beat his ass like
that. Oh,
that
is hilarious.
Well, I like charge.
Yeah, that made me feel good. $50,000 bond too, so $51,000.
There you go.
Whatever.
All right, well here you go. Check this out. Ashley Goldert jailed after police find dead cat strapped to a makeshift operating table. She wanted to be a doctor.
I'll strap my cat down.
There you go.
Young Norman Bates? What the hell?
Ashley Goldert, 21, a 21-year-old Oregon woman, was jailed Monday after police found a dead cat strapped to a makeshift operating table surrounded by jumper cables, scissors, a knife, and a wet sponge.
Yep, Melissa Vick.
Oh. Yeah. According to police, officers were dispatched to a Milwaukee residence after Goldert's roommate walked into and found a horrific sight in the downstairs bathroom. Investigators say the roommate walked into her residence Monday to find her neighbor's 9-year-old cat strapped to a makeshift operating table in the downstairs bathroom. The cat named Mama Kitty.
Ooh, okay, go ahead.
The cat named Mama Kitty was found partially shaved and appeared to be tampered with, according to the arrest affidavit. Neighbors told police that the cat had been missing for 3 days before she was discovered dead. The animal was surrounded by a number of items, including a 12-inch carving knife.
Ooh-wee.
Cutco.
There you go.
A set of jumper cables, a plastic razor, a pair of scissors, and a wet sponge.
Let me get this straight. She was going to go shave Mama Kitty. Okay.
She was going to shave Mama Kitty.
Hey, all right. I got you. Okay.
Take it in your life.
Double entendre.
Big dummy.
A light was found hanging above the cat's body suspended by a bungee cord. So she was going Grey's Anatomy in there.
Okay.
The necropsy later determined that the animal died of asphyxiation. While Goldert has been accused of killing the cat and then tampering with its body, no official motive has been established.
Why was she playing with her mama kid?
I don't know.
I don't understand
that.
Know. Like,
you would think she'd know better.
Yeah, than to play with Mama Kitty.
She might have to marry it.
Yeah.
So, Goldert is single, unemployed, and had been living on an upstairs couch inside the residence for the past month. During interviews, Goldert stated that she was possessed and that Satan had told her to kill the cat. That's right, Satan.
So she had to beat up Mama Kitty.
Yes.
Okay.
Satan told her to beat Mama Kitty.
Okay. I got you.
My body was there. I was just sitting there like this, and there was nothing else I could do. It's like it just used me.
Nice with it.
Yeah.
And he's back. You could just see him just rising from the ground, jigging to that. Every time that music came on.
She was looking at the cat, and he came up out the ground.
Slow like.
Spin it. What's up,
kill
y'all?
The cat.
And then went back
hit
down.
The cat.
She just said it real small in her ear like that. And then the song was played and went back into the ground.
True.
Hey.
Oh.
That's his theme music every time something happens. He's so they be like, like, what am I doing here?
How you doing? Allow me to introduce myself.
I want you to do is kill the cat.
Oh, boy.
Hey, your boy Bush was sitting there planning on whether or not to go to war. Will someone give me some judgment?
How you doing? I'm God. Kill him.
Right.
Kill them all. Shock and all.
Oh, boy. Okay. Y'all stupid.
Where's my exit music?
You can see that happening for a lot.
Dude.
Oh, Obama. Obama's sitting in there. Man, these drones look nice, but I shouldn't use these drones on these people. How you doing? Man, drop them drones.
He said real salt in his ear. Hey, Bob. Hey, Barry. Listen, calm down. Stop crying. Barry, drop them drones. Kobe was sitting there talking to that white girl. Man, she's so small and she's talking to me. I can't do this.
Hey, what's going on?
Kobe. Kobe. To a white dog.
Get out of here. Jack do it all the time. There you go.
I have no words. Y'all are a mess.
Oh, yeah.
I have no words.
Oh, God. That is terrible.
My man Lucifer.
Stop for the porn.
That's why he's kicking off.
Barry. Stop for the porn.
All right. Yeah, that's just tornadoes or something.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's a good thing to know.
But, he told him.
Yeah, go ahead. What did he say?
No, he told, hey, what are we going to do about this Benghazi?
What? Kill that strip. Kill that strip, Barry.
Don't worry about them kids. They would grow up to fight you anyway.
They've been locked up on 9-10.
Oh!
Like, man, I swear I need to find out what I'm going to do with these planes.
Top of the morning, too.
Dottie, Dottie. Look,
put it to the.
Fly to them twins, baby.
Nothing's going to happen. You're going to get away with it clean.
There you go. All right. Lucy out. That's wrong, man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, y'all stupid.
Out the floor, off the ground.
This big
fire ring comes around, and he just comes out like the old brood in WWE.
There you go.
And
there you go.
Give me that top.
Oh, my God, it's over.
Calm down.
It's all right.
I'm here to help you with the decision. Lupe seems to not want his mouth shut. Hey, drop.
Oh, my man showed up to Chief Keith.
Hold up. You just told
hold
Chief.
Up. You don't need talent. Just, let me write.
Oh, yeah.
Let me write. Okay. I got it.
I can't stand nothing about that dude's life.
Nothing. And he's 17 and I can't stand him already.
I don't blame
I want to drone him.
Drop the drone.
I just drop the drone.
How, you know, and like I said, I don't know, we was reading the story where this dude got to pay, he got a, what was it, 15-year-old? No, 14-year-old.
14.
14. She's 15 now. She's
nah,
14.
If you were in the South and you black and you play football, and you 17,
all right.
And you knocked, and you hit a 14-year-old playing football. That's statutory, but in Chicago,
that's
if you a rapper that's finally rich,
yeah, that's
called, okay.
We
don't arrest him for that.
That's called he's hosting a Taste of Chicago this year.
There you go, Lollapalooza.
This dude knocks up at the time he was 14. He had the baby at 15. And so everybody's saying, hey, they're both underage, so there you go. It's not statutory.
It's just stupid.
The girl just made it to her sophomore year, but you said,
let's mess all that up.
Girl, did you see the way the barrettes was resting in her hair? I had to go do something to that. Come on, man. Now here's the thing, though.
But child support, that's that itch I don't like. That's what he is. Child support and responsibility, that's that itch I don't like.
This dude, this idiot, says he got to pay the support or whatever. Now everybody's kind of jumping down on the little girl. That like everybody
for liking the rapper,
and they're saying
with
like
the YouTube clip,
and they're saying it like, oh my god,
what were you thinking?
No, like oh my, she ain't never got to work another day in her life. That's why
so
she hit
the idiot lottery. That's what they're saying. Well, right,
yeah,
okay.
They like, man, I'm tired.
See how that work out.
And I was like,
right.
She's not going to.
Exactly.
How that work out?
Yeah, little girls. The
fool,
little girl.
Fool plus fool plus money equals bankruptcy.
Broke.
I'm like, I'm sure they're not giving no 15-year-old, because the money she's going to get is going to be a nice amount if he can keep. Because he's not rich.
And of course she's 14. She know how to keep
she
track of
She knows how to
this
run
is
her.
Gonna be and the parents is going to be there to help her, because, hell, they would. Oh, yeah, that's cheap. Cheap. Get it.
Go over there and girl, he's not grown yet. It's time for you to get deflowered. Get over there and show Chief how you love him.
Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir!
Yep. This is the world.
There
show,
it is.
Show the rapper how you love him.
Dang.
Life, man. Give me some of that loot.
give me a little bit, man.
I'm tired.
Hey,
man.
See, the parents thought, oh, you dating Chief Keef? Top of the morning. This is a good chance for you to get paid.
Now, he's an idiot. Trust me, I write his lyrics. But look.
What?
Your daughter over there. No, trust me. You want a devil baby, right? All right, Lucifer out. Who didn't open my devil door ring to get back to hell?
How would you like to be on Lucifer's service and not get the entrance right?
He's sitting back like, sir, he's sitting back on the Lucifer announce channel waiting for somebody to give him a call. And
right.
The song
right.
Like, he's like, oh, man, is that Disney? Send me up there.
Say, okay, Lucifer. In 3, 2, 1.
I'm sorry.
Two Brothers Radio.
Been a fourth of get the pitchfork out ready. So let's roast this one.
Yeah.
Got John Wayne running his thing, man. You know John Wayne's in hell, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. John Wayne.
Yeah. Hell yeah, John Wayne is in hell.
Oh, I thought you said from.
Elvis and Reagan.
They all down there?
Oh, yeah. And Reagan's day valet. Driving them around.
I told you. Who did I say I thought
you
was in hell?
Do you really believe that Elvis ain't in hell?
I mean, he's either in white heaven or in hell. It's one of the other.
No,
you don't, because he had them views on the on
John
the,
Wayne is in hell. He's in yeah.
Okay.
Reagan is in hell, and they making a doorway for Bush.
Daddy Bush or
Daddy
Bush?
Bush? Yeah, Daddy Bush.
Oh,
Daddy Bush keeps dodging. He's dodging the specter.
Like, I don't know how. What is he? 97?
I don't know. He look it.
I'm like,
he up there.
Yeah.
Gotta be in his
80s. What's her name? Not Laura. What's the mama name?
Barbara.
Barbara Bush. Yeah.
Oh no, Barbara. Yeah, Barbara's gonna be the wife for Satan.
Yeah, she.
Yeah, Barbara Bush is a. She's a woo. She's a piece of work.
She's been here for quite some time.
She's a piece of work.
I think it's
work.
It's time for them to punch their clock anyway, right?
Hey.
Yeah. That time. That's what he, hey, baby, I don't think you're going to make it. That's when George walks to her deathbed.
Can you imagine Bush's funeral?
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine? You know what they're gonna play at Bush's funeral.
What they gonna play at Bush's funeral?
They gonna be talking about his accomplishments, talking about no new taxes,
uh-huh.
And then him starting the war, and as they lowering the casket into the ground, they gonna be like. America. There you go.
Go look like somebody
there
that a birthday
go.
Balloon go.
Right, right.
Looking at them like, I want boys to men to just pop up and just say it's so hard to say goodbye.
Really? At Bush's funeral.
Just to throw a little spin in there.
I want to see Barbara fall on the casket and fall in the grave with him.
And open it
just
up and lay down.
Trip and fall, yeah.
You all are some sick individuals.
Really?
Bogus as
hell. Because it's easy to love Barbara Bush, right?
Well, I'm just saying, the extent. Whatever. I mean, damn.
Whatever. People, yeah, I'm just, yeah, she's a devil, too.
Yeah, she's a piece of, remember Katrina? And when they was all stuck in the Superdome, not the Superdome, when they were sent to the Houston Dome, the Astrodome.
Yeah.
And she was walking around to say, hey, this is the best accommodations these people ever had. This is working out great.
Yes.
What are y'all complaining about?
It's piss on the floor.
Y'all actually got
again.
Running water.
You should be happy.
And a roof don't leak.
You was run. You went from running from water to running water. How do you
oh.
feel?
Really?
Come on
oh.
now.
She was walking through there handing out American flags to all the people here.
Just
here.
Wave that. It's like an American genie. Hopefully you get the one who comes out. Don't shout.
America, America, fuck yeah.
Now go on. Get dry.
Just threw the two fingers up and went down in the ground.
Really, because the Bushes love.
They care about dogs so much.
Yeah.
Even Homer picked up on that a long time ago.
Sure did. Homer
Simpson picked up on that. Did y'all see, real quick, did y'all see the new OJ look? OJ was, he's trying to get that retry. OJ, oh, man.
Yeah, that ain't going too well.
He got the grayest of the gray, and he needs a healthy dose of Just for Men. And on top of that, dude, he came out like he was smiling like, man, they are taking me to jail. They are taking me to home in there.
Yeah.
Like they getting the juice out the juice. Like
they juicing the juice.
They are juicing the that's the look he was like.
And they ain't using extensions.
Nah. They sent dude, his real name is 34.
Right.
Send him over there to get with that Buffalo Bill in there.
There you go. There you go. All right. We're going to go ahead and go on a break. And when we come back, we're going to get into Three's Company, monogamy, and everything else. This should be a fun one. So stay tuned. True Brothers Radio. Perry, the man who brought you Jesus is presents Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster, the new hit stage play everyone's talking about at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater next to the Currency Exchange down the street from 3/5 Bank, the bank for colors. It's the story of how one woman got up to make toast and found Jesus.
Oh my God. Jesus, is that you in there?
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll bring butter.
Jet Magazine says, this some bull here. King Magazine says, I've never seen so many big asses in my life. And The Final Call says, it's cooning at its best. Starring Loretta Devine as Mama. Also, Conscious Vaughn from the Parkers. You know him as Waldo. Sean Harrison from Family Matters. R&B sensation Howard Jewett as the light-skinned singer. Delicious from Flavor of Love. Wendy Williams as Bitter Mama.
How you doing?
It's a man, baby.
And in a triumphant return to the stage, Cisco as the Dragon Chaser.
I came looking for man's butt.
And as Jesus, Bullethead from the Steve Harvey Show. That's Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater, sponsored by 3/5 Bank, the bank of color. Get your tickets now. Bring the whole family.
Man, I saw this 4 times. I still don't get it. Who the hell is Sean Harris?
A Shelly Perry production.
Rain Jesus rewrite.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
All right. And I'm in the chat room for your questions and comments on tonight's subject, which is pretty wild. I think this is a pretty good one, right?
I'm going to knock on our door.
There you go. It's a new, a slowly growing movement outside of Utah, of course, that's slowly gaining America. There's a couple of our reality shows about this topic. Showtime has one. I think Net Geo has one, too, I think. And it's about these polyamorous couples or these multiple couples, two guys and a girl or two girls and a guy. Sometimes four. Sometimes it's two dudes and two girls.
Yeah.
And it's really starting to change the landscape of the nation. I mean, it's still on an underground level right now, but more people are being open to the idea every day. And I want to hear everybody's comment on that, not just your personal feelings. I want everybody. We're not talking about the player right now. We're
right,
not talking
right.
about that. We're not talking about the immature. We're talking about these three or four people actually entering into some type of functioning relationship,
right?
With rules and boundaries and
right.
so forth and whatnot. So, 818-514-1202. Let's end up with something simple. Do you think you could do that?
Yeah.
You think you could do that?
Yes, I really do.
Well, I'm sure it's gonna be a two dudes and a girl.
No,
so
no.
You could. So you figure you could be in a relationship with two females at the same time.
Yeah.
Outside of playing one.
No. I'm not talking just on some physical. I'm talking
right.
about. Yeah, I do. Because I mean, one, it's not my thing, but. Could I do it? Absolutely, for the fact that I believe that it's economical. It helps you out in your pocket. Let's just be real.
We're gonna get to that, right?
Yeah,
because that's part of my theory too. That
yeah.
the way this economy is going and the decimation of the middle class, this is going to become an option more and more people down the line.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not the older, maybe not, you know, not body 35 and up, but
I would
say
probably,
I'd say
probably
18 on back, it's going to start becoming.
I believe that even some people in their late 30s might want to get into that because they like, all right, cool, I'm well off, and this person well off, and that person's well off. We can still better off if we all linked up, if we all agreed to it. Why not,
Candace?
I don't think I can do it.
That's why it's slowly growing, because I don't think most people could do it. We've been taught that monogamy, that relationships only come as a couple.
Right.
We've been taught
that's true.
Drilled into us. So it's going to be hard to get people out of that mindset.
But even too, it's going to be even kind of hard too, just to even try to establish any type of hierarchy in your household. You know what I mean? I don't know how that can sustain. You know, and I mean, sure, everybody has to be open minded, but I mean, it just seems a little. I don't know.
We put up a lot of YouTube clips. I tried to make it as diverse as possible. To show that, you know, the monogamy and just couples is really a Western thing. There's other parts of the world where relationships don't come as just a couple. One, because of the realities of where they live. I think I put up one where this lady had two brothers that were her husbands, and they were brothers. And in that part of the world, I think it was like in the Himalayas, that land is scarce. And to work that land, two people can't cut it.
Right.
And I think another hidden reality to that is I think two people can't defend it. That it could be other people come and G your land. So it is advantageous to them that women, the men outnumber the like 2 to 1. In that area, so that's another right. That's another reason why. So,
I think over here, don't the women outnumber the men 3 to 1?
I'm not sure about.
I always
hear about that, but I don't know. I think I don't know.
Yeah. All right, but I mean, like I said, I mean, you have to look at it. It's the Candace had mentioned the hierarchy, and it depends to me. If there's an understanding, there's no need for that, in my opinion.
I think a hierarchy establishes itself naturally. I think in any type of group setting, a dominant person comes out of that group, whether you just put them in a waiting room. I mean, studies have shown that when you put people in, like just random people in a room and ask them to do a task, someone comes out dominant. Someone comes out as a helper, and someone comes out as just the whipping boy or whatever.
But I think that takes a lot of time to establish, you know, especially when you're talking about coexisting with one another. And, you know, because here in America, that's, you know, that practice is not widely used, I think that would be something that's very hard for someone emotionally. Now, financially, it makes sense. I mean, you know what I'm saying, given the economy and the state of it today. But emotionally, I think it does more harm than good.
Really? Well, what about, okay, you know what? Kind of today, well, in America or whatever, people who got money or people who are financially well off are known to have the secret dip.
Goodbye.
Yeah, and the secret dip knows her place. In the relationship, for the most part, we know that there's some people who like to blow up everything.
Right,
but
right.
You know, when someone knows that they're the other woman, or there are women who say, "I don't want a man. I like to date married men because I get my freedom, and I don't have to have him up under me all the time." So in that context, she knows her spot as the beta female. She knows her place in the relationship, and she plays her part in the relationship, unbeknownst most of the time to the wife,
right?
For sure.
But that's still a totally different scenario too, because they're not coexisting together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they coexist.
She knows her role because he resides in another place. She doesn't have to interact with the main woman.
Right.
You know what
I mean?
That's true.
Yes,
that's
true. Point.
Yeah. So now you're saying that, you know, so now we're at a scenario where you want to do a fusion and try to merge these two worlds. I don't see that working.
Well, as you're saying that, they're merging them two worlds in Utah, like 40 going north. So we know that there's multiple wives in amongst the Mormons. They don't like to come out and say it, but we know that that exists.
And that's their practice, you know, and, you know.
Because of that practice, a hierarchy and a set way to do this has been set up. And people play their parts in it. And there's not everyone who joins that don't necessarily get into that from the beginning. There's some people who's converted to that religion and then got into something like that.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I mean, like I said, I get it. I said I could do it because for right now, I'm on the outside looking in. I'm looking at the financial benefits and all the other benefits you get from being, you know, in that type of manner. But I mean, for the most part, like I said, it's iffy. It's really kind of iffy to me, though, because it's like, it maybe because, like, it's not the normal.
Right,
we're all
true.
Used to the
right.
Norm.
You've been drilled
exactly.
In monogamy, right?
Yeah,
in this
and it's
country,
like,
so.
You know, like.
But if you were in some parts of Africa or the Middle East, or like I say, the Himalayas,
right.
It's common there, so you wouldn't think nothing about it.
Right. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. That's just what they do. So it wouldn't affect them as much as it would affect us who have this standard way of living where we practice monogamy. So to get people to transition their train of thought with that is what I believe is going to be the difficult part.
Well, I mean, it's not going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen overnight. But just remember, not 10 years ago, gay marriage was considered unthinkable. 20 years ago, gay marriage was that just ain't going to happen. Okay. And people's thinking evolved and grew to accept that if two dudes move next door to you, you can't freak out about it. Well, in some of these places in America, I mean, like I say, there's some reality shows about this. So in some neighborhood, there is a couple that three people are living in an apartment or four people are living in a house.
I believe that people will come around easier to that than they did to the gay marriage and all. I think people will accept
you
that.
You do?
I do.
I believe
they will accept the hey, this
economics is going to drive.
Exactly. That's what people are going to
drive.
They're not going to be concerned about the two dudes living together as they want to look at this girl or if the two dudes living with this one girl. Like, hey, you know, hey, yeah, we all live together, and hey, as far as
even in the beginning, if they did that and didn't want to arouse any freaked out neighbors or anything, and they say, oh, well, yeah, we're together, and this is my cousin. Mm-hmm. They don't know what's going on behind closed doors,
right.
But more and more, I think people are going to be forced. If you want to continue a particular lifestyle. I say in this country, because the middle class has been decimated. Wages aren't growing like they're supposed to, and they're definitely not growing in conjunction with the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if you like living out in your nice residential area and you like your $300,000 house with the 3-car garage and you know you've been downsized or – you know, as you're coming out of college, you wanted all of that stuff, and you can't find a job in compensatory to what you had studied for, or you're into your field, but you're not making any money at it.
Right.
But you want that lifestyle, people are going to start combining income. There used to be a time in America where only one person needed to work to hold down a household.
Mm-hmm.
America grew to accept two people has to work now to make it
mm-hmm.
in this period. So when it gets to three, the economics is going to drive acceptance.
Think of it like this. It's already almost at three when you got the kid. You bringing the kid who's bringing off a check to give to the family as well. So you're already at three technically.
Yep. We got a caller.
Oh, we got a caller. Okay.
Yeah, let's get with the caller. 815, you are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
My name's Bill.
Hey, how you
Bill.
Doing,
Bill?
What you got to say?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Yeah,
how
you know
you?
Who I am. All right. I'm all right. Hey, I just want to throw this question out to you because it seems like I've only jumped in on the middle of the conversation, so I'm not completely abreast of what you've been discussing. But, you know, it seems like it's you're avoiding the one issue of whether you would like to share your woman with another man.
I was just getting ready to ask that question before you called, Bill. You beat me to it.
You know, it seems like it's okay to go on, you know, when the shoe is on the other foot. Now, you know, if you had a wife or girlfriend, would you be willing to share her with another man for economic reasons?
Wow. He's asking us.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
As a man, I would not be able to accept it. I can't.
So then, why is it okay for it to be the shoe on the other foot?
No, it's not. It's not a matter of it being okay that
but
the
you
shoe
do
is
have,
on the
hold
other
on,
foot.
Hold on, let me finish. But see, the thing is, that's just me. You do have dudes who will accept that and say,
yep.
Hey, you know what? It's fine. It's no problem. We live in. But I'm just saying, I'm hetero, so therefore,
okay.
I believe that.
Well, the hetero and homo wasn't part of the conversation. It was about sharing a woman. And
you know, what I'm saying, when I say that I'm hetero, meaning I believe that I would love to see two girls together anyway before I see two dudes. Therefore, I don't want to be involved in something that involves another dude. That's my reason for saying that to begin with. Now, to go
is that strictly
other,
sexually or just all-encompassing?
General, because we're all the reason I say that is we're all going to be if I'm with this girl and we decide to bring another dude in, that means that if this dude is in the relationship, he wants to be in the bed too. There's going to be a bed, and automatically we're all going to be there. I can't see that. That's just for me. Now,
right.
That's not speaking on the guy who will allow that, who doesn't mind if it's another girl or another guy. I'm just speaking as far as me.
Right, right. And
well, you're playing devil's advocate, but I'm playing devil's advocate too, saying shouldn't the shoe fit, you know, go both ways then?
It's right.
And if you're advocating it's okay, you know, I mean, if everybody's, you know, agreement to it, then if a woman wants to have two men,
But we're saying
that part of the argument you're not addressing.
No.
Addressing it kind of like from a male point of view, or then, you know, maybe not from a, you know, a female point of view.
If you hold on a minute.
Yeah, and I was going to tap into that too.
Hold on, we already some of the YouTube clips that we put up. The first YouTube clip we put up showed a woman with two husbands. If there's two males who can handle entering that type of relationship, we're saying the way that this thing is evolving, more power to them.
Exactly.
That's what they're going to do. Now, me and this brother here, we're not those type of dudes, so that wouldn't be.
Yeah, all right. Well, then, you know, you kind of need to make that clear because it comes off sounding like that, you know, it's okay for one side to do one thing and,
Well, in all fairness, we just kind of delved into the topic and, you know, we didn't get to explore all the facets of it. You know, they had just got on their portion of it because, I mean, like you, Bill, I was going to ask the same question. And I think I'm still going to ask the same question, fellas. If
right,
you met someone, and thanks for calling, Bill. We appreciate your comment.
Okay.
But if you met someone on off the street, and this is her lifestyle, and she has the same views as you guys do as far as the economics. Hey, it just works better for all of us, you know. You still would not be willing to accept that lifestyle in this just for the sheer fact that there's another man involved or men involved? Is it because you couldn't be number one? Is it because, you know, you don't want to share physically? Or, I mean, what could it be?
Remember, Candace, that we were talking about, you got women who are happy to be the side chick. You got dudes that are happy to be the side dude.
Exactly.
So my point to that is, if she comes at me like, yo, economically, this is the situation, not only am I the side dude, but you're saving me money, if that's my mindset. So if my mindset is there, I wouldn't mind because technically you came in, not my girl.
Right. And let's not we getting too personal. I'm not right. Sitting here waving the banner and advocating for that this is how it should be. I'm saying this is something that's slowly happening in America and I think it's going to become a reality. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's right for me or right for anybody here, but it's just expanding the thought
right.
And just trying to delve into it. So, yeah, for me myself, no. It can't be two dudes in my house, and I'm not going to be I can't not be the alpha male in my house, and I don't want a beta male in my house because I would resent that too. I might just turn around and deck him for being a beta male.
Right, right.
But for me, two females can establish a alpha and a beta, and I'll be fine. Now, whether the two females can handle that, that's a different question. Like you said, Candace, you can't sit there and have a beta female in your house, because I know you're not going to be a beta. You're going to be an alpha. So therefore, you're not gonna like the beta female in your house, and you might kick her in the stomach.
I see the pros and cons of it. I do. You know, it's just one of those things where, you know, it's a very controversial topic. You know, I'm glad we picked it tonight.
It is.
You know,
and you know what? It's easy to just sit there and say how this can't work. We could cut through an hour real easy just saying how it can't work. So we're trying to play devil's advocate here.
Let me tell you how it's happening anyway. You got women out here that know that their man is cheating anyway and still with him. You know he's doing it anyway, so what's the difference? Why not have her in the relationship anyway and save yourself the bridge?
No.
But it's just,
no.
What? Seriously.
Well, no,
and
no.
Go ahead.
No, we're saying, I get what you're saying, and that's the conventional wisdom. But we're just saying, for the sake of the show, think outside the box a little bit. That's all we're saying.
Right.
Because there are women who are in marriages right now who say, I know what he's doing up there at the strip club, and as long as he don't bring it around me, I don't care.
But here's the point I'm getting at. You do that, you know, and I feel you, Devon. I feel you on that. But then what if it turns to a thing you want to bring a brand-new puppy you found every day? And
no,
then another person said, oh, well, you bringing them home, I can bring somebody home too.
Oh, that's not how that works. That's not how that works.
I'm only saying that because I watched one of those episodes of Polyamory, and it happened. And it made one of the women in the show feel uncomfortable to the point where she was already uncomfortable with it in the beginning. So she was slowly trying to, you know, acclimate herself to make that transition. But just totally scared her off.
Right.
So all I'm saying is I think the only way something like that could work is if someone, at least one person, has to be a polyamorous to begin with. I don't think it's just a group of random people who can just sit down and just, hey, let's do this, and it works. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think I get what you're saying. It definitely lessens the chances of it working, especially if you're not going to establish anything from the get-go. But if three people are sitting there saying, okay, and if three people can sit down at the table to just talk about it, that means they can sit down and say, okay, this is how this is going to work. These are the rules.
Right.
And as far as a dude is concerned, I don't know any dude who can have two women at home and still go out and be a player.
Yeah.
That's a fool.
Yeah.
You talking about definitely getting yourself killed.
And it ain't even just that though. It's one, it's hard maintaining one to not maintaining, keep it, but maintaining mentally of being around just one woman.
Yeah.
And now you have two, and now you want to deal with three, four, five?
Yeah,
it's not worth it.
No,
I mean
besides
you got
that.
Yeah.
I mean first off, as far I know, and we're talking in Africa and other parts of the world, if a man takes on more than one wife, he is responsible to take care of his family. You're saying it ain't no player
right.
thing. I remember when I was in Saudi Arabia during the war, one of the dudes that was working at the base had two wives, and me and my boys had a long conversation with him, and he was like, no, this ain't no cool thing. This is responsibility. I have women that I have to take care of. I have to maintain,
mm-hmm.
and you can't have more women than you can take care of. But some of them, some places in the world, they'll lock you up for that.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's why I was saying, the first thing I was saying is, hey, we're going to get away from this. Ain't about popping your collar and being a player. We're not talking about that. We're talking about of three people raising a family. Is that possible? Can that work?
Mm-hmm. Hey, 818-514-1202.
I'm gonna be honest. We heard from Bill. We want to hear from anybody else out there.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I believe that, and this is no shot to anybody, if a gay couple can raise a couple, I believe that a three couple can raise a couple.
I agree. I'm not. If it's cool for a kid to have two mommies
or two daddies,
then it's got to be cool for a kid to have two mommies and a daddy, or two daddies and a mommy.
Look at the kids out here who say they have it anyway. So
yep. How many kids grow up around their step brothers and sisters?
Uh-huh.
And when I say brothers and sisters, I mean from the house down the street or around the block.
How many kids say, I'm at my daddy's house and at my mommy's house, but we're going to my other mommy house? How many kids have you heard say
right.
that anyway? So, and it's, I'm just, the reason I'm saying everything is because what I just said, it happened every day, so basically it can happen. When we was talking about the woman who knows, or the guy who knows his girl is cheating, he's cool with it, he's not doing nothing extra, but he knows his girl cheats. And, you know, why not? It's happening anyway. You're in a three-way relationship anyway. So why wouldn't you be open to at least accepting it anyway?
Well, my thing is this. Even if you can say, all right, I accept the fact that, you know, you might be cheating. And though you can have this one person in mind, but it kind of just opens the floodgates for more, you know, for more to happen. You know what I mean? Because that doesn't, just because you're cheating doesn't mean you're exclusive to just one person that you're cheating with.
No doubt. But see, again, that's that player crap. Yeah. And that.
No, I'm just saying, but it's instrumental. I know that's not what we're, you know, that's not what we're necessarily getting at. That's not what we're pushing. But I'm saying that's a major facet in all of this. Because if you explain polyamory to someone, the first thing that's going to come to their mind is, oh, this is someone else extra in the house to have sex with. That's the first thing that comes to mind before economics or any of that.
But there's still that doesn't negate the fact that there would still be a responsibility to come with that.
I ain't gonna lie.
It's
first
true, and I think it's an even stronger responsibility, not just financially, mentally, to be able to try to juggle an extra person, and you know what I mean, an extra adult in the house.
Now, what I had said, honestly, the first thing that popped in my mouth was the economics. That was the literal first thing that popped in my head.
It was. It was.
Right.
And
is that typical? I don't think so.
Well, I don't know, because I kind of think that the way this country is sliding economically, the economics is going to force the issue for a lot of people.
And the fact that the sexual part of it is just, it's like in a relationship anyway. That's just the topping to it. That's just an extra little
and there's
okay, let's take the sex out of it then. What about domestic violence? Do you think that would be on an increase as a result of polyamory?
What she's saying with that.
Right, but I think that I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, that
I
would
think we'll be trading off, you know what I'm saying, trading off issues. You might be helping the economic issue here, but, you know, you're contributing to, you know, domestic violence on this end because of the transitional change with it.
Well, you're saying that just because they would do that, that would automatically bring an increase in domestic violence, and I don't even see how that could necessarily be the case.
I could, and I'm not saying that would be a huge factor. I'm saying it's a possibility.
Well,
just because you're infusing someone else in a situation that may not work. In theory, people can try to say, okay, well, yeah, it sounds like a good idea on paper, but until you actually walk that talk and now you're in the house with some of everybody, your personalities start to clash, things start to go wrong. You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
Someone gets jealous.
It heightens the jealousy because you are adding somebody else into the mix, and it adds another dynamic. And you're already tugging at the strings of monogamy and what you were taught to normally bring.
Exactly,
so
right.
That's true.
And then you could have
you got your in-laws and family members
who definitely ain't
going to get it.
Who's not going to feel it, right. Right.
Especially, well, no, I would even say if you're the alpha or the beta, the family members of the alpha is going to sit there and say, how can you allow this trollop in your house with you? And then the beta member's family is going to be like, why are you letting these two people just rope you into this?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I can feel it.
Like, you got times where you can't bring certain family. I mean, you're going to go to one person's house and not go to the other. It does have a dynamic. But we're going to take a real, real quick break, and we'll be right back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Bunch of bullshit, just a poor cue for you to use up on your bullet. How much money does it take to really make a full clip? 9/11, building 7, did they really fool it? And a bunch of other cover ups. Your child shoots you, what's the first to go with bunch of cuts? If you think that hurts, then wait, here comes the up.
Hello, this is Candace, producer of Truth Brothers Radio, here to inform you of a global epidemic that has afflicted millions of people throughout the ages. FUD, fucked up dome disease. It starts at birth and progressively gets worse as the person ages. Everyday people that you know suffer from FUD, like that guy at the grocery store, that girl that you work with, that weird kid that rides your school bus every day.
Oh, look at his head.
People that you know and love. Admit it. There is definitely someone you know and love who suffers from FUD. Famous celebrities such as Tyra Banks, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, Forrest Whitaker, Steven Seagal, Val Kilmer, Rosie O'Donnell, Paula Deen are plagued with having FUD. Many FUD sufferers live in denial by stating that they just have a lot on their mind, but it's simply not true. For just 72 cents a day, you can help control FUD by providing these FUD victims with the necessary items, such as extra large hats, helmets, scarves, paper bags, to help these people cope with this incurable disease. Won't you help support Truth Brothers in our never-ending fight to control FUD and make a difference by calling 888-BIG-HEAD. That's 888-244-4323. Stop staring. Start caring. FUD. Just give a damn.
Why do our kids have
Truth Brothers Radio.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It's
get the people going.
Truth Brothers Radio, we're back with Jimi Hendrix and his color.
You.
Y'all,
I love when we play that one.
Y'all, the purple and the orange and all these other colors, but
I don't.
Yeah.
On Blog Talk.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all can't tell. Better be glad we don't have a music show.
Yeah, we really kill
man.
It. Man. We need to get one of those, man. We might spend that off.
We need to talk about that, yes.
We got a lot of shows.
Yeah,
sports.
Yeah.
The woman shit.
Yeah. Why are you like, putting all our ideas out there, bro?
We got a lot of stuff coming, so.
clown show.
There you go. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, going back, you know, I just wonder about the trade-off. You know, I think it would, you know, economically, yes, it does make sense. But on the other hand, what would we be trading that out for?
So is the risk worth the reward?
Exactly. Boom. Right there.
Right. And
right
I think as time grows, I mean, like you said before, man, people had these discussions about homosexuals. They had would that work? Could two dudes live in a house? It was the same discussions. And as people evolve and grow, people, especially young people, open up to new ideas. And you've got young kids right now who are graduating college, $30,000 in debt from graduation in debt. And they can't secure a high-paying job. So pretty soon, people going to figure out, well, you know what? I'm going to put my $15 an hour together along with her $15 an hour and her $10 an hour, and we going to make it. The economy is going to be pushing, especially these young people, into these lanes because corporate America is not trying to give up any money to the middle class no more.
You have to look at it like it's hard. Dudes, you got people who struggling on their own to maintain a studio apartment. A studio.
Yep.
So I'm talking about just living alone. I mean, everybody, we can get into the sex and we can get into all the other stuff again. And that a lot of times when you pitch this idea to somebody, it ain't going to be because of sex. It's that you going to kick it off like, look, we can all have money in our pocket.
We can win. Yep.
It's not you're not going to kick it off with, hey, well, I got that 10-inch of pain. Let's do this. Like, yo, that's cool and all, but after then what?
Right. And to me, for a dude, that's going to put hella pressure on a dude. You got to come home and take care of. You got family to take care of.
And I mean, the thing is, you got to come in with something like, yo, we all, like, to me, yeah, you being an alpha male, if we go to that hierarchy, if anything, you making the most. First off, you have to make the most out of it. You got if they making 15-10, you got to be pulling anywhere between 23-25 an hour, something
maybe,
like that.
Maybe.
At least 20.
What you're saying.
At least 20.
You're saying right. You saying as a man,
you got to bring in that.
You don't feel that way, right?
So that being the case, if you're gonna go that route. You need to break that down to the ladies.
Yeah. You know what else is messed up? There's a whole lot of dudes that's on the down low right now, smashing their buddy right now. Hopefully not while they listening to us. But it's these down low brothers and this dudes out there who hitting the homie right now, and then they both going back and hanging out at the crib watching the basketball game with the wife.
True indeed. Yeah. Waiting for her to go upstairs so they can get a sneak kiss in.
Yeah, but here's the other side of that coin. Even if, you know, he says, okay, yeah, I'm doing this. You know, let's say he go home and he confessed that, right? Mm-hmm. And now he has this epiphany. We all can coexist and, you know, let's live as one big happy family and, you know, bring this money in, this, that, and the other. And she don't want that or he don't want that.
No, that's
somebody willing to jeopardize that.
That's true, right? I feel what you're saying, and I mean, we're talking about established monogamous couples. You're right. That's going to be a hard turn or a hard sell to make on somebody, whether it's a guy or a girl who said,
mm-hmm.
"I married you. I didn't marry them. I don't want them." I feel you on that.
Absolutely.
Right.
But there are young people out there with open minds that, like I say, that's why I said in the beginning, it's going to from the generations on back behind us,
okay.
They're going to be economically squoze into this, and they're going to adapt.
What if a situation where you feel like you're pushed into it? You feel what I'm saying? If you like, look, they about to foreclose on the house, and we need another option in here. What if it's like, and you say, hey, I got somebody who needs a place to stay, who can come in and help out, and now, you know, it is what it is. Everybody's chipping their piece in.
Right.
So what if it's something like that?
But if it's something like that, that's going to, if you're looking for that to eventually transition into something else, you know what I mean? It's going to seem, it's going to seem scripted. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think he's not saying that that's your modus out the get go. He's saying that situation dictates.
I'm saying how people think.
Yeah, yeah. I get. I mean, like people would take it as, oh man, he had this planned or whatever. But I'm like, if it were me in my situation, and I was, and I had a girl, and our house is about to be foreclosed on, and I'm like, okay, man, we've done everything. Like it's just we can't. Like we're making the money, but it's just it ain't catching up.
It ain't working.
And one more income will really help somebody. Well, I got my friend of mine. She needs a place to stay. She can't maintain her stuff on her own. So, hey, why don't we just have her come through just to help out with the rent? And if you're cool with that, then great. But over time of us, she's staying here 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the line, and it's like we out the bubble, and we seeing how her being here has helped us all out. We like, okay, man, you know.
And right, and I mean, you're saying we've been focusing on the economics of it all, but there is still people out there, like you said, on that reality show, and I think Ricky Lake had a topic similar to this on her show like 2-3 months back, where there are people who are doing this and they're all actually caring for one another.
Right. And that was going to be my point.
Yeah.
Where you get to a point where now, look, we done spent so much time together with each other, we care about each other. And then we say, look, man, I like you and I like her too.
Right.
And you,
but,
you know,
and no. What is also crazy is, you know, it's little seeds that germinate in the public's mind through TV shows, books, music, media that germinate. And remember back in the day, Three's Company was a controversial show.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, at one point, that was the most controversial show on television. We look at the reruns now, and it's a ridiculous joke.
Right.
But just the fact that this dude living with two girls rocked America's head like that,
mm-hmm.
and then that slowly became a reality. There's people who roommate every day all over America now like that.
Mm-hmm.
No one thinks nothing about it.
Yeah, I mean, to a point, like, it's crazy, like, you can even take it a step back further and say it was a point on TV, the husband and wife couldn't even sleep in the same bed.
Dig that. And the wife worked.
True.
Just boot.
Right. Exactly. So it's like I believe everything's going to evolve. It's going to evolve until what we're talking about will become of some point
yep.
a norm.
And let's be for real. We know Papa Brady, Carol Ann Gladys, and Alex, right?
Alex.
Right.
He has some on the side.
I was thinking of the Jeffersons.
but
he was thinking of the Jeffersons.
Wasn't that Gladys?
Gladys Florence.
Oh, whatever. Who cares?
There you
I know
go.
He wasn't Florence. How does he put down elevator shaft? Yeah.
Okay.
You couldn't work here with a smart mouth like that and think you go. No.
Yeah, well,
but I come home and you sitting there drinking my scotch, talking about what you're doing here, fool. I threw off a balcony.
Well, if I was James, I'd have been hitting for Lona.
Yeah,
that's
you go, right.
And
we
in
the projects too. We need to combine these incomes, and we gonna let gorilla feet cook.
He ain't working anyway.
I'll be damn. I'm in a monogamous relationship with Florida. I'll be damned.
We'll use Valona House as a closet.
There you go.
That?
Right.
And
talk about don't accept it. Oh, for you accepting this because I am tired
go
of
over
that
groom.
Is bogus.
I'm tired of grooming
tired of
you.
I'm tired of combing your back.
Yeah.
I am sick and tired of your back hair.
Oh, 818-202. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think he was walking around in all them tight corduroy every day in Florida and Valona walking in and out of the damn apartment all the baloney.
James, I need to use y'all shower.
What? Yep, and Jen, you know Jen.
Yeah.
Water's hot.
Get in there.
Let me get in here and check. What do you know?
The door's locked.
There
These
you go.
That came off. I don't know what happened.
There you go. And Florida would have been.
And
she'd have been throwing a fit.
I'd have been throwing. I'd have been pushing.
Anyway.
Oh,
have been pushing banana mush straight under the dough for her. Yeah.
Right.
Now back up.
Yeah,
walked outside. I'd have walked out that bathroom with Bologna's hand, like, "Hey, we going to the room now. Look, you can come and watch, but that's wrong.
That is,
but
that's wrong.
We done got all
Barry,
of it.
Go back, fellas. Go back to the subject at hand.
I believe that eventually it's going to become
coming.
A norm,
yeah,
to a point
coming.
Where. It's going to be the same thing that's happened with all other TV shows. It's going to be a normal show. You got normal, regular daytime shows with gays when having a gay show wasn't even
that
cool.
Show Modern Family that shows all these different type of relationships. Give it 15 more years. One of these polyamorous relationships is going to be on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
like
we'll
say,
where
the kisses
show,
are hers and hers and his.
The show Will and Grace wasn't. It shouldn't even have been a show due to the fact of dude being homosexual, but it just became annoying.
Yeah,
did to a point where RuPaul had a contest show on who could be the gayest.
Matter of fact, you saying that a lot of problems that the right wing Republicans and these Tea Party Republicans have about homosexual marriage has nothing to do with just them getting married, but it has to do with these other forms of relationships coming into the forefront, and because people are becoming so accepting of gay marriage that they're going to open their minds to these other different type of relationships exist in the world. They just don't exist in America hardcore, but they exist in other places in the world. No problem. The West just has a problem with it. Christianity has a problem with it.
Hey, in Christianity.
Right.
Bills.
As a matter of fact, Abraham had two.
Yeah. You knew that.
Abraham had two.
Just,
God was a hater, told Sarah to chase the other one out and kick her out.
Nah, that wasn't God.
Oh, my God.
She was sitting there. Sarah was sitting there washing dishes all of a sudden.
Yeah. Top of the morning. You know that girl needs to be out your house, right? All right. Scoop out, baby. Go ahead. Floor door. That's what he called it, his floor door. Him dog. It's my floor door.
Yeah. I mean, it is hard to wrap your head around because it's not the norm, and it's really still on the periphery. I get all of that, and it is just kind of hard to wrap your head around. But I'm sorry, economics is a driving factor to what a lot of couples do. More people.
Yeah, where is everybody tonight on this subject? 818-514-1202. I'd like to hear more from the public about this. You know.
It's out there in the board, I see him. Go ahead and raise your hand.
Raise your hand by pressing that number one, people. That's how you, if you want to join in the conversation, press that number
you're
one.
You're with it, but, you're against it. You know, that was something.
Crazy about it, though. I mean, in most relationships, money is what keeps people around anyway.
Or breaks them up.
You either have it together or you run out of it, and so the relationship is over. So, of course, people who do not believe that economics is a good enough reason to try the three-way relationship. If you don't believe that, let your monogamous relationship, the one who's the breadwinner, let him run one drown bread y'all on the way out your apartment. You take it into a little bit more consideration then. That's all I'm saying.
You've heard stories during the housing bubble on how some people lost their house and had to move in with the family next door until they could get on their feet, or people who done lost their jobs and had to move in with family or friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm thinking? I would have loved to have like a swinger couple on here just to see.
I would have liked to have done a swinger show, but we'd have to find some swinger guests
just to see if. You know what? Like, if you had a
swinger
couple, right.
Swinging and this is two different things.
No. What I'm saying is you can get two swinger couples who can pull this off. I believe that.
true.
I believe you can get two swinger couples.
You're talking about as an experiment.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys, because
they're open-minded enough, and they know how to establish rules out the
gate. Exactly. That was my whole point.
You
can get a two swinging couples and say, look, this is a nice house. You make this.
A reality show.
Yeah. You make this, you make this, you make this, you make this as far as money. Y'all could afford this house. Even if you brought a realtor, like, yo, this ain't nothing. Y'all could afford this if y'all combined. Combined joints, y'all live there.
And people find relationships that's right for them, like we was trying to tell Bill. Just because I can't do no two dudes thing. That's not how I'm built. But there are people that built that way. So here's my question to you guys and anybody else out there. 818-514-1202. Two dudes and a female, or two females and a dude, however you like it, moves next door to you and establishes a family. How you feel? Can you handle it?
No worries. Don't bother me. I actually had a question I was going to ask you,
Candace.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
I said if one of these relationship couples move next door to you, could you handle it? Let's say two dudes and a girl moved next door to you. Could you handle it?
It wouldn't bother me. No, it wouldn't bother me at all.
Let me ask y'all to this question. You got your girl. You know, y'all cool. Y'all 100.
Right.
And a swinger couple says, "Hey, why don't we try to combine our powers? Because you said you couldn't do the two dudes.
Right.
But it's you, your girl, another girl, another dude." Could you do that?
Nope.
Oh,
no.
Really?
No. There's no coming. I'm not going to fight a dude for my remote. No. There's no dude. No dude is going to come in here and try to pee on my couch. That's no.
No. But like we said earlier, as far as establishing the rules, establish rules.
So the rule is I'm the boss, and then I got to deck him in the eye to prove it.
In front of his girl.
In front of his girl.
And yours.
That's God talk. There's no way. There's no way. Dudes say, "Man, move your vet over. I want to put my Cadillac in the garage."
Rules, bro. Rules.
Right. Yeah. It's rules. No.
Hey,
I'm an alpha. I mean,
it's a fourth.
I'm open. I'm open mind, and I know that this is coming, but that's not. I'm not.
Now,
there's
you.
No other man can establish
you can only
a tent
do,
in my castle.
You can only do the two girls.
I can only do. That's the only. I mean, don't get me wrong out there in America. I'm not saying that I'll do that. I'm saying
that's the
if
only.
I got to choose and try to be open minded to that type of relationship. That's the only way I can do it, because there's no dude. I can't let no dude establish anything in my house. I'm an alpha male. That's how I am. There's no way some dude can come in here, "Hey, man, we need to pay the water bill." No.
But that would be under the rules of, hey, every month on
he
this
couldn't
day.
He couldn't even be a floating lady. He couldn't be Michelle Bachman's husband. Sissy boy. He couldn't even be that. You couldn't. No. No other.
So,
now, my brother or a family member, that's a guest.
Right.
And that, but this is
but
my.
He, if
but
brother,
there can't be someone. Hey, we all living here. We and the dude, "Hey, man, I want to watch Monday Night Football and I want to watch hockey or whatever." No.
So that's. That
no, get another TV and put it in another room.
I'm in the house. And you sitting there watching whatever. You watching Maury, and I come in the house. I'm taking the remote, and I'm changing the channel because it's me.
Even if you didn't want to watch the TV, you just
no. I mean, if I wanted to, that's fine. But if I want to come in, hey, you know what MSNBC is on? I got to do prep work for the show.
Right.
And he's sitting there looking at Maury. I'm not going to ask him, "Can I turn my TV?" No.
But see, now you
and I was in the military. Don't get me wrong. I was in the military.
Right.
And it's weird because they bunk you up in rooms in the military.
Right.
And it is a hierarchy that gets established amongst dudes. There's an alpha, and then I'm an alpha.
Pee Wee Herman.
I learned early, like in the military, when you first all get at a duty station and they give you a room, right? They put you all in the room, right?
Right.
The first thing I went right out and did, I went out to the store and I bought a TV VCR, boom, 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 and put all that stuff in there and said, now, we can all watch this TV, but if push ever come to shove, Negroes, this is my TV.
Right.
This is me. But, you know, but it doesn't work. It doesn't come out to be big fights. People learn how to get along.
Right. But you just
as a room, but I'm not going to. I'm
not
going to get along with my female in here. No. And dude, hey, man, I don't like how you look at her. No.
But that would be how you would say it.
No, I'm saying.
If he's one of them dudes who's like, hey, I'm cool with it, you can look at my girl, it don't bother me.
Right. And I'd be like, that's cool. Thank you. You can't look at my girl. No.
But his girl can look at your girl.
That's the two girls. That's up to the girl now. The girls say, hey, you know what? You got to. Because, I mean, there's two females. I mean, like Candace said, she's an alpha female.
Right.
She don't want another woman in her house. It's threatening. You can't establish anything in my house. Even as, like, we know Candace can cook. Everybody don't know that. Yeah, Candace is like one of the best cooks in the state.
No doubt.
No doubt. So if this female hit the door all nice and submissive, she's the beta.
Right.
But she got up one morning and wanted to cook Candace breakfast. But Candace don't want her in her kitchen. How that's going to go, Candace? She asked, and she made breakfast, and she served everybody breakfast, and we eaten. And I say, wow, Camilla, this is delicious. This is great. I throw too many grapes in there. Canada,
yeah.
Oh, you got to get out. I feel you. You got to get out.
Now, let me ask you this. A while back, we had a show that we did, and it came up that if a guy and his girl was on a vacation, and
yeah,
they ran into a swinger
club today.
Yeah, and they wanted to, hey, man, you know what? Give me a date. I want an evening with your girl.
Right.
You can have an evening with my girl.
Right.
Are you willing to do that?
No.
Okay.
No, that's okay. What I said. I can't. No.
Yeah.
And I, dude, even, okay, let's say he's submissive and he's Michelle Bachman's husband.
What does everything got to do with Michelle Bachman?
Because that's a well-known
person sister. That come to his mind. Good grief.
Okay. Boy. But let's just say you do the swap thing, right?
Right.
And he got an extender on, and he sit there. Oh, walk on.
Yeah.
He go but, in there, and you hear thunder. No, hell no.
Brother, have you grown? I don't
hell
get
no.
It like this at home. When you in all this
right.
In the room.
And he's a sissy boy, and he's doing his little, but he in there breaking. Market, you know, no.
All right,
no.
So it don't matter who his wife is for the swap. It don't matter.
No,
Jill
no
Scott.
One,
and you can't just swap it out.
No. I'm not going, no,
no,
I mean, hey, Jill, Candace, Jill Scott, okay, yeah, but no, I'm not going to turn around and, no, and he, no.
Show purpose.
And he, right.
Show purpose.
Right.
Only
and he,
people.
And so and you, hear, the,
clear that
you
up.
Hear the door close and all you hear is, wah, 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 wah,
yeah.
Wah, because he's snake charm. Let me get ready. No. Yeah. Well, he quagmired.
He
no.
Going giggity. I got you.
No.
I feel you.
You all you can your girl's teeth chatter.
Like, I don't know what she come back to your
right.
I don't know what's wrong with my legs, but I think we need to kick it some more with Marcus now.
That's right.
Oh, right. Wow. Y'all
are
so bogus.
Well, that'll wrap it up. Three. Thanks, Bill, for calling in. We appreciate it, man. Keep listening to it.
Wow. The last day. Beat it this to get off to a great
off
week.
A better week. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely been a week.
Woo. Need a fresh. We'll be back next week, and we will be doing a show that got preempted by the food poisoning, twerking by the internet. We're going to talk about twerking and whatnot and having a good time. So be sure to check us out and tune in.
Yeah. Wait to see this.
There you go. So we're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace, y'all.
Two fingers.
Peace.